checking in with all the Melbourne clubs in the off-season to see how they're going, and it's time to see what's happening at the Blues. Joining us, the mainstay, the ever-reliable, the skipper of the back line down there at the Blues, Michael Jamieson. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. Thanks for having me.
Mate, we were talking about the captaincy down there. Bolt's put it on the agenda as being a bit of an open range. Who would you like to see skipper the side in 2016?
Oh, easy answer, but probably an obvious one.
I think, you.
I think Murph, myself. I think Murph's done everything right over the past few years and really grown into the role. So, look, he's done nothing wrong in my eyes to see him give that up.
Good to hear. He's a ripper.
You've had a change of coach. Brendan Bolton is at the helm now, and people often comment on his positivity. Just let's have a listen to Bolt's talking about football.
I might fire away if I can.
Yeah.
What's really pleasing is our three leaders on the ground. Isn't that exciting for a young bloke? Yeah, it's a good story. That's what footy's about, isn't it? Oh, I love coaching, and full credit's got to go to our whole coaching staff. Luke Beveridge, Brett Ratton, Cameron Bruce, David Rath, I'll name them all, and I always talk about Chris Fagan. We're lucky we've got a good crew. I'm a proud Tasmanian, always will be. I love coming back, and our club loves coming back to Tassie.
Thanks, Brendan.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming.
Thanks very much.
It's a real change from Mickey's surlishness, isn't it? Is that positivity quite contagious?
Oh, it is. And I think especially with a young group, it's really necessary. You know, we've got 15 sort of new faces this year who are all really young and impressionable. So I think, you know, for them to come into a footy club and hear that sort of enthusiasm is, you know, great for the culture we're trying to build.
It's just an incredible turnover, isn't it? 15 new players as well as a change in the coaching administration. I want to talk about Patrick Cripps, though, Jamo. What a season from him, and how do you expect him to step up in 2016?
Look, knowing Crippo, I wouldn't be surprised if he takes the same amount of steps forward as he did last year. He's a ripping young kid. You wouldn't know, you know, speaking to him that, you know, as good a year as he's had, he's remained really unchanged, and he's gone away in the off season and worked on his game and his body like he had a really poor year. So he's in ripping nick, and I'm sure we'll, you know, take that next step into the competition's elite.
That's fantastic to hear. Now, if it wasn't exciting enough for Carlton supporters to have one Silvani back at the club, there's now two.
Yeah, young Soft.
Tell us, is that what you're calling him?
No, we're going with Sodge. Son of Joe.
Yeah, exactly. Get Steve. Yes, leave all the credit to Joe. I like that.
Yeah, mixing it up. But, he had an operation on his shoulder before he got drafted. So he's just taking his time. And, you know, he's only 17 still. So we're not expecting him to come in and rip anything apart this early. But we're looking forward to what he'll offer in the next couple of years.
Jamo, as to Essendon supporters, Carlton have brought Seb and I a lot of joy over the years.
Oh, and a few nightmares. We all remember where we were in September 1999.
Oh, but we do indeed. So is there a prediction or a target for where you want to finish in 2016?
Oh, look, I don't think so yet. I think you can sometimes get caught into that trap at this time of year, and I'm trying to make expectations, but I think we just see how the pre-season continues, how these young boys we've got into the club develop. And, you know, I'm sure our supporters are going to be patient, and as long as I think we're heading in the right direction, then they'll be happy.
And they're rewarding you too there. Carlton have reached 25,000 members by December 1 for the first time in the club's history. So they're hoping to sneak in 30,000 by the end of the year. So if you're looking at a Christmas present or a New Year's present for a relative who's a Blue, get a membership. Best way to support the club.
Exactly, especially after the year we've had, for our supporters to jump on like they have and show that loyalty has been fantastic. And it certainly felt, you know, within the footy club.
Yeah, you've got to give it to Carlton supporters. That navy blue army is always right there behind you. So, Michael, have a great summer and good luck for 2016.
You too, guys. Cheers.
Thanks, Jamo. He'll bring up game 152 early in season 2016. So that's a real sign of the hard work he's put in over the years. And good luck to the Blues. As much as it's hard to say as Essendon supporters, a strong Carlton is good for the competition.